Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, kids are back at school. Right?
Finally.
Now, there's an international study that says that 74%, right, of working parents would rather job hop to avoid a five-day commute. Like, they'd rather work from home in order to make sure that they're able to give their kids the best attention that they can give them, right? The recent study undertaken by the International Workplace Group among more than 1,000 parents in hybrid working roles found that 74% of working parents would look for a new job if they were asked to travel to a central office 5 days a week, right? Mm-hmm. So the question is, with it being the first day of school, how important is it for you to spend time with your children? And are you willing to even change your job where even your salary changes just to spend time with your family? Mbali?
Look, I'm also a parent.
Yeah.
So I think spending as much time with your kids is essential. And I think, look, parents have paid their dues. I think once you hit the 30 mark upwards, I think that you've done enough in the workspace to be able to work on your own and work from home and making it, making sure that your life is so comfortable enough so that you are given the opportunity to take your kids to school and pick them up from school. So when you become a parent, I mean, that's sort of like the most important thing, being home as much as you can, just so that you are able to make sure that you're there for your kids.
Yeah.
So for me, I completely agree. Even with me, I would always take jobs like that allowed me to work at night so that I could be at home the whole day. Because, I mean, unfortunately, with radio and television, you can't hybrid that.
Yeah.
You have to be physically at work.
Yeah.
So in terms of, I would always look at the shifts and I always identified that working later for me always worked. But obviously, now I'm here.
Sluza?
As someone who's not a parent yet, I have seen that COVID-19 taught us that hybrid workspaces are possible. And I think after seeing that can be an option, you know, people obviously started gravitating towards that. I've also had the opportunity to work in a hybrid space, which has also allowed me to spend more time with my family, show up as a sister, help around the house, you know, stuff like that. So I understand where those parents are coming from.
Warabile?
I think my partner and I have this thing where we've always said, okay, so what is more important in your list of things? Being a parent, your job, or whatever. And this stems from, if you know, the school calls and says, "Mwana wa lwala," do you drop everything and go fetch the child because that is what's more important to you? Or is your job more important? So we've always stated that our kids come first. So a job will always come second. Yes, we want to support them. So I'm in a position when Bali was saying, I can be here this morning and my partner's doing the drop-offs this morning, but I'm doing the pickup because I don't want to miss that. I don't want to miss any part of my child's day.
Right.
Commuting 5 days a week is a lot.
But guys, so you're saying to me that if there was a job opportunity, yaboma 80,000 rands, my guys.
You're commuting 5 days.
Yeah.
But to where? Like, is it 20 minutes?
Yeah.
10 minutes? Because that also plays
a role. That plays a major role.
You know what I mean?
Like, chalete.
Yeah, this thing, money's not everything sometimes.
No, I also think that we have to ask ourselves, or is it 80,000 after deduction? Because those guys, they don't play with you.
Okay, let's make it after deduction.
And after, it also involves the environment you're driving to.
Yeah.
If it's toxic, it's not worth it.
But what if the environment is conducive and
if they're allowing me to take my kids to school in the morning and
them
to pick them up,
yes,
oh sure,
absolutely,
I'll go to that job.
I'm with you.
But if you want me there all day, every day,
no,
9 to 5, no, hour,
and that's why they say fuck it while it's open.
Morning, Beasting. On a hybrid work, it is so fulfilling. In fact, now I'd actually want to go full remote. I'm a hybrid worker. It's so fulfilling in the sense that you're able to be part of your children's life or your family's life. You know, there's this work-life balance thing, you know. And anything, you know, how you actually get to push more work than you would if you were in the office. Because I get a coffee signature chat with everybody you can. catch up. But how look at you work in your own space, you know, you can put in the 8 hours and even extra. But I love the fact that, I mean, you're able to cook, you're able to fetch the kids, you're able to do a lot of things for yourself so that you become holistically happy, you know.
I like that. The aim is to be holistically happy. But I still ask, what about 80,000, my guy? If they decided to give you an opportunity where your salary becomes 80,000 rands,
Morning, guys. I think it actually depends on the kind of company you work for. Yes, if they allow you to do all of that, it's fine. I've been lucky enough to work for the one company, and they knew, Jorge, come third week of January every other year, those 2 weeks, I'm not there. And this happened from when he was in grade 1 until he was in grade 9.
Mm.
Every year, third, fourth week of Jan, I'm not there. I'm taking him to school, picking him up, making sure that he's okay. And I did that until he started high school, and the year after high school, I think I stopped after he went to grade 9. So I've been lucky. It was important for me to do all of that because I needed to know how he was coping. Is he making friends? Are there any bullies? And all of those things. So, yeah, I appreciate my company for that.
And I suppose that is the part that's being part, English, that's being an available parent that is there for your child, being able to spend time with them and know the challenges that they're experiencing at school. Oh, Vuvu.
Mina, I'm a 39-year-old father of three. So little Warona just started her school today. And to be honest with you, on the 30th of December, I've decided to actually take this opportunity to oversee Warona go to school. Therefore, because I was traveling a lot due to work. And then now what I did was I actually asked for a transfer just to be closer to little Warona, and oversee her on a day-to-day basis. You know what I'm saying? She has already left, and then I'm following. You know, you know what, for my little one, because I can tell you now, I've missed out a lot due to work. You know, I'm always traveling, I'm always, not around and all of that. I only come once or twice, you know. I am managing, Kiko, but transfer, I'm home. You know what I'm saying? Just to see this auspicious moment and see my little girl. And by the way, went yesterday, met up with a teacher, it's all hunky-dory, and today I want to see her first day experience at a school, you know what I mean? So, yep, I'm good.
Y'all are such present parents. Marale Matazaga.
Very dramatic, you're South African. You know, I feel like everyone is on some now. Hybrid, it works. Hybrid, what? How, guys, how were people coping before knowing that you could work from home? This is coming now. Others might say maybe it's because I'm a bit jealous, because I got work full time. I'm required to anyway. Now, you would call people during the so-called working from home and you can't find them. If I can tell you, I once found somebody at the mall, Lois looks in phone. Calling during the day and I'm like, this person, that's why they can't be found. So guys, I do. You know, I'm 17 and work. Hey.
S4, South Africans are dramatic. Wow.
Me, I've always had that privilege of taking my daughters to school. However, sometimes I wouldn't be able to pick them up, but I'd make arrangements. But now I take them, I pick them up. I even joke about it. I'm like, I'm going to take them and to school until they get to grade 12. I'm going to make it difficult for them. Goodbye, Joel. For protection, it's a win-win situation on the streets and the air.
Hi. Hi, Bunolo. Hi, Auntie Bunolo. We're about to go to school and we have to eat breakfast. Bye.
Yes.
I love you.
I love
Hi,
you
Auntie
too.
Bunolo.
Hello, Mongo Lese, Bobo Lese. I'm Mongo Losho. Oh, I believe the children. Okay, last voice note.
Morning, Christine. Yes, if they were young, I was going to take that opportunity. But manje le ngudu enginazo angeke. I need fresh air ngahlanya. I need fresh air. Sengamanje ngadina abantu engabazi. Yo. Le ngudu enginazo manje, I know. Angeke leyo nyeke. But yeah, when they were young, I will take that opportunity.
As for I, then I'm gay. Oh, gosh.
Nothing good, too.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, my man. Anywho, it's time for the traffic with Slu.
I wonder there's a difference between our savings and our employees.
Okay.
Our employees, you want our privileges of land, and So there's a difference. So I but yeah, I mean in this question, I'll take the 80k with a stride level baba savings. It'll do a lot, you understand. But who's at a position whereby that 80k it doesn't mean anything to them, but they value family time. With our family time as our savings, we need to provide. But my employees at that time, in family time, it's important because of they have all the money, you understand? So they don't care about the money as much as Tina Basabins.
Sure. And I suppose each person has got their own preferences and priorities.
My partner and I have always said that we wanted to be hands-on parents. I think maybe it's because of the experience that we had with our parents. They were never really around. You know, we had to depend on the community and stuff. He basically works 2 days a week. Three days a week in the office, 2 days a week at home, and me, it's just 1 day a week. So we always make sure that if he's working from home on Tuesday, Wednesday, on Thursday, I'd work from home. And yeah, and basically I have flexible hours so I can just come and go as long as my work is done. So that's the nice part. Luckily, I was privileged enough to walk away from a job that required me to be 5 days in at the office with no flexible hours.
You lucky bugger.
Yeah, it's nothing easy. Lava, Gabo Malu, Mene, Yabona Massive, who extends Sessas Randavasha and Spices Colway. But then the saddest part is the OT. I can't even go to my son's school to see him start a new grade. You say, Bates, Mene says, Asia. Nambing face with him. But then over my transport, I want to have a call. Hey, Consimania, what is out here?
And you know what? At the end of the day, Mutana Guyas Gutias in Ubaba wins a show Uguti, Kunegula, Ekaya, Gene uniform. I seven za when I'm gone one, right?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on Kaya 959.co.za.